You and me are living in an age and time where the message from the cross is changing. Churches and even denominations are moving away from the old message, from the old story of salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are moving towards salvation through social activism and salvation through good works. The old bloody message of the cross is quickly moving to some bloodless preaching that lack power and lack good. It's a gospel of a crossless Christ and a Christless cross. A crossless Christ, a crossless cross is liberalism, and a crossless cross is conservatism, and a Christless cross, and a crossless Christ. That's Jesus on your turn. But the message of the cross, the preaching of the cross, is about sin and sacrifice. Wish I had something. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Because the sin is a blood issue. And whenever sin happens, blood has to be shed. Christ came to die not for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, I love that old cross for the dearest and best for a world where lost sinners were slain. To the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly hear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I cherish the old from somebody knows the song. Till my trumpet at last I lay down. I will cling. Wish I had a witness in hell to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for Christ. We all are here this morning because on a blood soaked cross and on a skull shaped hill, Jesus, the Son of the living God, he died. Didn't he die? For your sins and for mine. Now, people, when we preach the cross, it's a strange message. Scripture said it's foolishness in verse 17. Now, that word foolishness in the Greek means moron. The world think we are all morons. They think we are crazy and senseless for getting up every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. when we could be resting. Yeah, the world thinks we really lost it to come in here every Sunday morning to hear the same old story.
Come on, preacher.
I'm not preaching a different message.
Right.
Every Sunday, That means something has to be wrong with you, or something has to be wrong with the story. I wish I had some help in here. But since nothing is wrong with you, and nothing is wrong with the story, then it must be foolishness to them that are perishing. And how can you let somebody perishing tell you anything? I wish I had some help in here. It's like I'm standing on the bank safe. I'm standing on the bank and I'm safe. And you got somebody in the sea drowning and they're going to tell you. Let me move on. To the lost, the idea of trusting a bleeding, suffering man for salvation is a moron. That's moronic. Okay? Well, let's look at the same chapter. Look at verse 21 through 24. Just for a minute. In the same chapter. And watch what he says. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God, watch this, by the foolishness of preaching. Watch this. Not foolish preaching. He didn't say that. He said by foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Verse 22 says, for the Jews required a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. 23 said, but we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, Bueller, to preach the gospel of the cross as if it comes from a philosophical system is to rob that of its salvific. It's salvific value. You know, the cross is about a man dying. And there were other men who died on the cross other than Jesus, namely those two thieves. Am I right about that? But when they died, nothing happened. Come on, talk that to me. Oh, but when Christ died, it was down by cross is a symbol of a plus sign. In mathematics, and I ain't no mathematician, it's a symbol of a cross sign. But in Christianity, the cross is my plus sign for my minus-minded humanity. Everything in my life that was in the minus column, the cross placed it in the positive.
Yes.
You know what a statement is, don't you? You remember when the priest, the high priest, would get two goats, two he goats, and he would write all the sins that you committed, and they tied on a goat, and they rush him out in the name. Send him on out. And to forgive your sin. But Jesus died on the cross. That he was our blessing. If you the Son of God, then you come on down and save yourself. But I thank God for love. He could have come down from the cross just to save himself. But he stayed there just to save. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we all, are we like sheep, have gone astray, but God has laid on him the iniquities of us all. Listen, the theological concept is without a crucifixion, there can be no resurrection. Without a crucifixion, there can be no resurrection. And if Christ is not raised, our faith is then in vain. Our preaching is in vain. And we're still in our small sin. Well, I got to say it one more time. He died. Then he died. According to scriptures, he was bruised. But he rose again on the third day.